Believe it, my markings are always ideal. Yes, believe it, my markings are always ideal. The evidence that I give out to the world from within myself, the evidence I give in my everyday life, the evidence of who I am, is always exactly who I am. If I am a lovely person, my markings will be a lovely person. If I am a fantastic person, my markings will be that of a fantastic person. No matter what I am, I always give it out. Now, that I am put to the test sometimes as to what my markings really are, what I believe, is sometimes really a pushy thing, something that really is kind of heavy. But when I stop and think, my markings are always ideal. Now, my markings, what are they? My words, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Yes, let everything I think, say, do, everything that I am, be acceptable. Now, if I'm ever judged by somebody else who has markings that are less than mine, or different than mine, then I will be judged according to their markings, according to their understanding of themselves. And this is not really where I want to be. It's not really what I want to happen to me. But it happens to each one of us all of the time whenever we are touched by the world. Whenever we are touched by the world and its emotional attitudes. Because the emotions of the world are who we really are. Because we cannot allow ourselves 1 minute to think about the emotions of the world unless we want to have those emotions of the world be our emotions. We oftentimes blame other people for saying bad things about themselves or about us or about the world. And really, it's us that's doing that. For us to hear a bad thought about what's going on in the world, it's in our consciousness. For us to behold someone who is less than beautiful, less than ideal, less than perfect, then that's a reflection of who we are. No matter how terrible that may sound, no matter how evil that may sound, no matter how undesirable that may sound, it is nevertheless a fact. Is there anything we can do about it? Is there anything we can do about our life and what's going on in our world and have it be what our markings really are, what our belief is? People came to Jesus and said, Jesus, do this, do that, do the other thing. And Jesus said, what do you want from me? I am divine. I can only see everything divine, and I only see everything beautiful. Now, that you choose to be in my world and have me see things less than divine is either my choice or not my choice. And when it's not my choice, I do not create you in my world if you are not according to my highest markings. Now, you call that not very nice. You call that evil, in fact, because everyone should have compassion for others. Everyone should have sympathy for others. Everyone should have a feeling of understanding and caring about others. But if we allow ourselves one little bit of doing this, being contrary to our markings, then our markings, that moment, have changed. Our markings, that moment, have become a different set of markings. And we are bound by those markings. We are controlled by those markings. We are endorsed by those markings because it appears as though we endorse it. Now, do you? Is this who you really are? Is this who you really want to be? Is this what your life is all about? If this is what your life is all about, then it's what you're going to experience every moment of your life. And if this is what you want to experience, have at it. Have at it. But just remember, just know, just believe it. Your markings are always ideal. My markings are always ideal. And if I allow myself to fall into the trap of thinking my markings are less than ideal, then my markings are less than ideal. Can we be perfect? Oh, surely we can. Can we be wonderful? We can. Can we be outstanding, marvelous in every way? And we say we can, but what we want to say is we are. We are divine right now. We are fulfilled right now. We have the markings of the red robin. We have the markings of the canary. We have the markings of the lion or leopard. We have the markings of a human being. Well, what kind of lion are we? The ideal lion? Or what kind of leopard are we? The ideal leopard? What kind of a human being are we? The divine human being? Well, some leopards can be unfriendly. Some lions can be unfriendly to you or to humanity. And some people can be unfriendly to themselves and humanity. But what is it that we must do if we want to be true to our markings? What is our marking? Are we ever going to go away from being who we really are? Are we ever going to go away from being divine? That is our reality. That is where our attention must 100% be stayed if our markings are going to be true. And our markings are going to be true. Our markings are true. A human being is a divine being. Every human being is. But every human being doesn't always want to act like a divine human being. But you can. Now, if you want to act like a divine human being, then put your course in right order and realize that you are right now a divine human being. Realize right now that your markings are as clear as crystal. You are always ideal. You are always wonderful. You are always beautiful. You are always fabulous. You are always glorious. You are always good. And nothing else makes any difference. It's up to you and up to me to decide what we're going to do with our world, how we're going to live our world, and how we're going to act in our world. Are we going to believe our markings are always ideal? If we do, then that's where our attention is. That's where our attitude is. That's where our being is. Nothing else is of any consequence to us than that we hold true to that divine being that we are. You are divine. You are wonderful. You are perfect. You are glorious. You are beyond imagination because you are God. You are all that is wonderful and good and beautiful. Believe in your markings. Believe that they are always ideal. You are always a healthy, happy, hearty human being. You are always a divine being. Know this for yourself. Know this in everything you do. Know this in everything you think, in everything you are. Know this as your reality, and let it be your reality, because nothing else matters whatsoever. Nothing else matters whatsoever once you have chosen to be who you are. Hold true to that. And if anything comes up in your attention that is contrary to that, return to thinking the truth about yourself, that your markings are always ideal. Your markings are always ideal. You are always ideal. You are always wonderful. You are always fabulous. You are always glorious. And that's all that matters. You are all that matters, because you are divine. And you are divine right now. And you are the ideal right now. And you are good right now. And how wonderful that is. Join with me in this revelation to yourself of who you are, as I am to myself of who I am. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.